We start with a single Jeopardy round. Everybody's locked in, loaded. Here's the categories that you will play for this round. Starting off with scene of the crime, tennis vocabulary, anyone? Laundry detergent, always in fashion, presidential rhyme time, followed by those animals frighten me. How do you feel right now, Miles?
Feeling really bad. I feel feeling strong.
You're feeling strong.
You gotta go into this with a positive outlook, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no other way to do it. No other way to do it.
Yeah.
All right, Miles, you're in our first position. If you're ready to go, we're going to start us off.
I am ready. Let's do presidential rhyme time for 200, please.
Here we go. Barack's Andean pack animals. Watson.
What is Obama's llamas?
Obama's llamas.
Oh, boy.
Yes, okay. Got it. That's what this category is all about. Barack's Andean pack animals, Obama's llamas. Good for $200, Watson. Go ahead.
400, same category.
Here we go. George W.'s rumps. Watson?
What is Bush's tushes?
Bush's tushes. George W. Bush. Bush's tushes. Yeah. That's how we're going to do this, Miles.
Okay, I get it now. I get it. Thank you, Watson.
Go ahead, Watson.
600, same category.
Yep. Zachary's padded envelopes. Watson.
What is Taylor's mailers?
Oh, man.
Zachary Taylor's mailers. Yeah. That's exactly right. 12th president, Zachary Taylor. Go ahead, Watson.
Same category, 800.
800, you're doing well so far. Herbert's strategic military exercises. Watson.
What is Victor's electors?
No. Miles?
What are Hoover's maneuvers?
That is correct. You're on the board with $800.
On the board.
Good job.
Presidential rhyme time for 1,000.
Finish off the category. James K's Ma and Pa. David.
What is Polk's Folks?
Polk's Folks. James K. Polk's Folks. Ma and Pa. Nicely done. You're on the board with a grand, and you have control.
Those animals frighten me for 200.
200 it is. Taurophobia. David.
What are bulls?
Bulls, yes. Lyle Lovett suffers from taurophobia. I don't know what situation he would find himself surrounded by bulls, but apparently he has
animals
been.
For $400?
$400, same category. Herpetophobia. Watson?
What is reptile?
Reptiles are snakes. That's exactly right. Snakes or lizards. Fear of those. Watson, go ahead.
Scene of the crime for 200.
Scene of the crime for two. On January 17th, 1950, robbers made off with $2.7 million from the Brinks building near this city's Charleston Bridge. Miles.
What is Boston?
Good for two. Nice.
Scene of the crime for 400.
JFK was shot as his motorcade passed through this outdoor plaza, the front door of Dallas. Miles.
What is Dealey Plaza?
Good for four.
Scene of the crime for 600.
$1 billion was stolen from this city's central bank March 18, 2003, shortly before U.S. bombing began. Miles.
What is Baghdad?
Good for six.
Scene of the crime for 800.
The final conviction in the 1963 bombing of this city's 16th Street Baptist Church didn't come for nearly 40 years. Watson.
What is Birmingham?
Birmingham, Alabama is the city. Nicely done, Watson. Finish it off or move on?
Let's finish scene of the crime.
For $1,000, here we go. An assassin fired two shots into William McKinley at the 1901 Pan American Exposition in this city. Watson.
What is Buffalo?
Buffalo is the city. Well Buffalo,
done.
New York.
Well done,
Nicely done, Watson. Good scores right now. We've finished off a couple categories. Watson, you have control of the board.
Tennis vocabulary. Anyone for 200?
$200 it is. An aviator with 5 air kills. Miles.
What are aces?
Ace, that's exactly right. An ace is an untouched serve in tennis. Go ahead, Miles.
Tennis vocabulary, anyone for 400?
400. A crack in the earth's crust. David.
What's a fault?
Fault. That's exactly right. Yes, an invalid serve is considered a fault. Go ahead, David.
Do tennis for 600.
Tennis for six. The retinue of a reigning monarch. The retinue or the court.
Yeah.
Court of a reigning monarch. Yes, court
yes.
In tennis. David, you still have control.
Same category, 800.
800. An automobile race run over public roads. Miles.
What is a Grand Prix?
No. Watson?
What is auto racing?
No. Come on. David? No. What is rally?
Rally.
Back and forth. Tennis term. Rally.
Tennis.
Open roads. Yeah. David, you still have control.
Tennis for 1,000.
Finish it off. Ambrose Bierce described this as a temporary insanity curable by marriage. Miles.
What is love?
Nicely done. Nicely done for a grand. $2,400 you have right now, and the lead and control of the board.
All right. Let's do always in fashion for 200, please.
200. It's the last name of the designer whose website is usa.tommy.com. David.
What is Hilfiger?
Good for two.
Fashion 400.
Fashion 4. Hello, designers. This project runway man, a.k.a. the Silver Fox, is chief creative officer at Liz Claiborne. Watson.
Who is Tim Gunn?
Tim Gunn is the man's name. Nicely done, Watson. Go ahead.
Laundry detergent for 200.
Gladness or a shout of excitement? David.
What is joy?
No.
No.
Watson.
What is cheering?
Cheer. Joy is a dishwashing liquid.
Cheering.
Oh, crap.
What is cheering? What is cheering?
Yeah, it's so hard for me to hear. I did. I know. No, so we're going to treat that as a triple stumper because I just totally butchered it. So, Watson, you have David, you have control.
Laundry detergent for 4.
Laundry detergent for 4. Three-letter adjective for the Beatles. Miles.
What is fab?
Fab, 4. Yes, that's exactly correct. Go ahead.
Detergent for 600.
Detergent for 6. Three-letter word meaning the whole of. David.
What is all?
All. A-L-L. Nicely done.
Detergent for 8.
Ebb or neap, for example. Miles.
What is Tide?
Good.
And laundry detergent for 1,000.
Finish it off. Philip III, King of France from 1270 to 1285, was nicknamed this, another word for brazen. David.
Was bold?
Bold is the detergent. Nicely done. All right, we have 6 clues left. Which one would you like, David?
Animals for 600.
Animals for 6. Answer is... double. All right, you're currently in second place. $3,200. You're only $400 behind Miles. How much would you like to wager?
Let's do $2,000.
$2,000, he says.
Gutsy move, huh?
$2,000.
Yeah. All right.
Here's your clue. Hippophobia. Don't say hippos.
What is horses?
Horses is correct. Nicely done. From the Greek, hippos.
A bold move, Dave. A bold move.
$5,200 and 5 clues left. Now where to?
Always in fashion for 600.
600, here we go. He was hired at age 17 as Christian Dior's assistant. After Dior's death 4 years later, he was head of the House of Dior. Watson.
Who is Saint Laurent?
Yes, Yves Saint Laurent. That's exactly right. Nicely done, Watson. Where to?
800, same category.
Here we go. In 1967, he began marketing his unique line of ties under the name Polo. Miles.
Who is Ralph Lauren?
That's exactly right. Nicely done. Where to?
Always in fashion for 1,000.
1,000 bucks. Originally known for his menswear, this Italian created the AX line that features leisure wear and active sportswear. Watson.
Who is Giorgio Armani?
That is correct. Well pronounced as well, Watson. Nicely done. We have 2 clues left. Which one?
800, please.
800 it is. Vermiphobia. Miles.
What is fear of vermin?
No. Watson or David? Fear of worms.
Worms.
Fear of worms or becoming infected by worms.
The worms.
Last clue. Yes.
I'm afraid of the worms.
The worms. Ailurophobia. Fear of cats. Ailuros in Greek.
Who knew?
Is cats. That's it. Look at our scores. Miles and Watson, end of single jeopardy, $3,600 each.
But Dave. Strong.
David
strong
lead is $5,200.
Yeah.
Nicely done. How do you feel now, Miles?
A little better.
A little better.
Yeah, that was not quite as humiliating as I thought.
That's what we're looking for, not as humiliating.
Yeah.
If we can't have great, then we'll take not as humiliating. That's exactly right. So here are the categories you'll play in our Double Jeopardy round. Do you need a second, or are you ready to go?
No, good to go.
Excellent. Let's do it. Here are the categories, starting off with the northernmost capital city. Saints be praised. What are you, chicken? Fables and folklore, international sports trophies, ending with candied camera. Miles, you have a tie with Watson, but the rule is the first person to my left begins if there is a tie. So, Miles, you have control of the board.
All right, let's begin with the northernmost capital city for 400, please.
Here we go, $400. Dublin, Stockholm, Paris. Watson.
What is Stockholm?
Stockholm is the northernmost city. It goes Stockholm, Dublin, Paris. Geographically speaking, that's what we're dealing with. Ireland, Sweden, and France are those countries. Watch and go ahead.
800, same category.
Here we go. Buenos Aires, Bogota, Brasilia. Watson.
What is Bogota?
Bogota, that's exactly right. Bogota, Brasilia, Buenos Aires.
I think this is a sweet spot for him.
This may be.
Geography is a good one for him, right?
Yeah. Watson, go ahead.
1,200, same category.
All right. Pyongyang, New Delhi, Islamabad. Watson.
What is Pyongyang?
Pyongyang, that's exactly right. Pyongyang, Islamabad, New Delhi. Watson, go ahead.
1,600, same category.
Luanda, Monrovia, Algiers. Watson.
What is Algiers?
Algiers is correct. Algiers, Luanda, Monrovia. And finish it off or move on?
Let's finish the northernmost capital city.
Let's do it. Manila, Kathmandu, and Jakarta. Watson.
What is Kathmandu?
Kathmandu,
he
Manila,
was that one.
Jakarta.
He knew that category.
That was a runaway. He didn't even look back on that runaway. Yeah. He didn't. Yeah. Watson, go ahead.
Saints be praised for 400.
All right. This Lord Chancellor of England was canonized in 1935, 400 years after his execution. Watson.
Who is Sir Thomas More?
Sir Thomas More is the man. Nicely done, Watson. Go ahead.
Same category, 800.
In art, St. Agnes is often depicted as holding this young animal, a symbol of innocence and purity. Miles.
What is a sheep?
No. Watson?
What is lamb?
Lamb. Close. Oh, yeah. Class. Close.
Lamb
two different.
Is a sheep? No.
Sheep
come on.
And a lamb?
Okay. All right.
I think we're two different beasts. Watson, go ahead.
1,200, same category.
1,200. An immigrant herself, this Italian-American mother is the patron saint of immigrants. Watson.
Who is Frances Xavier Cabrini?
That is correct. Mother Cabrini. Nicely done. Where to?
Same category, 1,600.
Answer it! The first of our two daily doubles. Watson, you have $12,000 right now. How much of that would you like to wager?
I'll wager $4,800.
$4,800 it is. Here's your clue. Legend has it that St. Sylvester healed this first Christian Roman emperor's leprosy in baptismal waters.
Who is Emperor Constantine?
Yeah, Constantine, I'll take that. Yes, Constantine the Great or St. Constantine. Nicely done. $16,800 you have now, Watson. Where do we go?
Let's finish saints. Be praised.
Let's do it. This New Testament martyr is the patron saint of bricklayers. Watson.
Who is St. Stephen?
St. Stephen, good for $2,000. Where do we go from here, Watson?
What are you, chicken, for 400?
What are you, chicken? Here we go. The chicken prepared this way, French for blue ribbon, was often hard to swallow in such small portions. David.
What is cordon bleu?
Chicken cordon bleu, that's exactly right. Nicely done.
What do you chicken for 800?
800. Diced chicken in a rich cream with mushrooms, pimentos, green peppers, and sherry is chicken a la this. Miles.
What is king?
That's correct. Nicely done.
What are you chicken for 1,200?
1,200. Da! When pierced, a bone chicken breast emits a jet of fragrant melted butter. In chicken, this four-letter style. David.
What is Kiev?
Chicken Kiev. That's exactly right. Nicely done.
Do chicken for 1,600?
Answer is... 8 seconds of our two daily doubles. All right, you don't have enough to catch Watson, but you could come much closer than you are right now.
I'll make this a true daily double.
True daily double. $6,800.
He's all in.
All in. All or nothing. $6,800 on the board. Here's your clue. Alton Brown recommends Pinot Noir for the wine in the French name of this dish.
What is Coca Vin?
I'll take it. Coco Vin. Yeah, that's exactly right. It may have been
nicely done, Dave.
Pronounced it incorrectly, but it is the right answer. 13,000. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. $18,800 for Watson. You have a much shorter lead on your friend David there. David, go ahead.
Okay, chicken for 2,000.
Finish it off. Here we go. Cooked spaghetti and strips of chicken with a sherry Parmesan cheese cream sauce is chicken this Italian name. Miles.
What is lasagna?
No. Watson or David? Chicken tetrazzini.
Tetrazzini.
Chicken tetrazzini. That's what it is. David, you have control.
Okay, let's do Fables and Folklore for 400.
Fables and Folklore for 4. In a Hawthorne tale, Old Mother Rigby animates Feathertop, one of these straw dummies used on farms. Watson.
Who is Scarecrow?
Or what is a Scarecrow? That's exactly right. Nicely done, Watson. Go ahead.
800, same category.
In Russia, Baby Yaga is one of these, and she's got a hut that walks around on chicken legs. David.
What is a witch?
Witch is correct. Nice.
Fables for 1200?
Well, this character announces, "With my bow and my arrow, I killed Cock Robin." Watson.
Who is Robin Hood?
No. Miles or David, want to take a stab? Who is the Sparrow? The Sparrow is the character in that novel. David, go ahead.
Fables for 1600?
16 it is. Gerda tries to rescue Kay from this Hans Christian Andersen title royal. Watson.
What is the Snow Queen?
Snow Queen. Nicely done. Go ahead.
International sports trophies for 400.
It was once said the head of the skipper who lost this trophy would replace it in its case at the New York Yacht Club. Watson.
What is America's Cup?
That's the trophy we're looking for. Nicely done, Watson. Go ahead.
800, same category.
Though named for a French wine, the claret jug is the prize for this golf tournament. Watson.
What is British Open?
That is correct. Nicely done. Good.
1200, same category.
In 2010, this country won its 17th Swathling Cup in men's team table tennis. Watson.
What is China?
China is the country you're looking for. Nicely done. Go ahead, Watson.
Same category, 1600.
This international team tennis trophy is also called Dwight's Pot. Miles.
What is Davis Cup?
Nicely done. Good for 16. Good. You doubled your score there. Good.
Oof, yeah. Something. Slightly on the board. International sports trophies for 2000.
Finish off the category. The Calcutta Cup, given to rugby teams since 1879, has an elephant on top and is made from melted coins of this currency. Watson.
What is rupees?
Rupees, the currency of India, correct? All right, nicely done, Watson. $24,000 you got right now. Go ahead.
Candide camera for 400.
Candide camera for 4. Here we go. Oliver Reed stopped at the bar as Athos in this 1973 film. 20 years later, Kiefer Sutherland made the cut. Watson.
What is The Three Musketeers?
That's the film. That's the Candide camera. Get it? Candide, bars, and camera.
Films. Okay, got it.
Go ahead, Watson.
Got it,
yeah.
Same category, 800.
You're on a roll if you can tell us that Bill Murray told Dustin Hoffman, "Don't play hard to get," in this movie. Watson.
What is Tootsie?
Tootsie. That's exactly right. Nicely done. Go ahead.
1200, same category.
Jack Nicholson plays the president in this Tim Burton tale with a candy bar in its title. Watson.
What is Mars Attacks?
Good for 1200. Three clues left. Which one?
Same category, 1600.
This title conflict of a 1988 film takes place at St. Trinity's School. That's a toughie. The Chocolate War is the name of the film on that one. The Chocolate War. Yeah. Watson, go ahead.
Let's finish Candide camera.
Candide camera for $2,000. Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi, and Adam Sandler were these title guys in a 1994 movie, Just Like a Colorful Candy. Watson.
What are Airheads?
Airheads is the film. Nicely done. And our last clue on the board for $2,000. Here it is. In a Robert Burns folk song, this character, whose name once symbolized liquor, endures torture and death. Watson.
What is John Barleycorn?
John Barleycorn. That is correct. $30,400 for Watson. David in second place with $14,400. And Miles, you're still in it. $3,200.
Yeah. It's an order of magnitude difference between myself and Watson. But,
You never know what's going to happen. Let's go ahead and take a look at our final Jeopardy category for this game. And it is Americana. So you'll place your wagers based on how much you think you know about that final Jeopardy category.
Okay. Wager in. All right.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Awesome. Here's your final Jeopardy clue for this game. Finding the spot for this memorial caused its creator to say, "America will march along that skyline." 30 seconds, players. Good luck.
Yeah.
One, I was supposed to remind you to write the word what, so I'm not going to take it off if you didn't write it down. My fault.
Okay.
The second thing is, the creator of this died just before the dedication ceremony of this national monument. That may help you, that may not. Miles, we start with you. You had $3,200 at the end of our Double Jeopardy round. We start with you. Let's see what you wrote down as your response. What is the 9/11 memorial? That is incorrect. How much is that going to cost you? $3,200. Whole kit and caboodle. You know, that's all right.
Yeah.
David, we turn to you. $14,400. What did you write down? What is Mount Rushmore? That is correct. Nicely done. Nicely
excellent.
Done. Ironically, no deaths occurred in the entire construction of that monument, which is kind of fascinating considering what it looks like now and the time that they did it. And you bet $14,400. You bet the whole thing, so you doubled your score. Nicely done. $28,800. Not that much money separate you and Watson right now. Let's see how you did it. What is Mount Rushmore National Memorial? It's just correct. How much did you wager, Watson? $1,599. Not a lot, but just enough to squeak ahead. Nicely done, gentlemen. Congratulations.
Well, nice job, Watson. I'd shake his hand, but...
he doesn't
there
have
is
one.
Not. There isn't. It's hand.
It's hand.
All right, well...
good job.
Yeah.
How are your spirits?
No, great, great.
Good.
It was fun.
Good.
It was, yeah.
Good. That's what that's what we aim to do here.